12 a.m. Monday morning, an officer was doing routine patrol looking for any kind of suspicious activity in residential areas when he observed a male rummaging through the trunk of a Toyota four-door. The officer kind of drove around the block, saw him again as he was walking away from the vehicle. Well, when the officer tried to find him, he had disappeared. So he stopped the vehicle, got out on foot to try and locate that subject. And when he got out of the vehicle, the subject started running, and the officer gave chase. Several blocks later, he was apprehended in the 3200 block of Crane Avenue, which is real close to Villa Maria and South College. After they apprehended the subject and got him into custody, it was determined that the vehicle did belong to him. However, the suspicious nature of him running, the fact that he was wearing all black clothing and he had a black ski mask on, you know, did lend them to believe that there was something, you know, wrong with the situation. The officer who was at the scene of the vehicle was able to see in plain sight that there was possible illegal narcotics in view. And once that was tested, it was determined to be PCP, which allowed us to search the vehicle. Upon the search of the vehicle, they found evidence of someone who sells narcotics. They also found a usable amount of methamphetamine, a lot of K2 products in the vehicle. Officers were able to backtrack from the point of arrest along the route that they ran and found more evidence of K2 and PCP along that route. And once all was said and done, they were able to weigh some of those items. There were several hundred grams of PCP. There were probably about 20 to 30 grams of K2.
Which is considered to be more than personal use quantity.
Yes, definitely more than personal use. There was also a lot of clear plastic bags that were used to put that product in, which is consistent with someone who is distributing those narcotics. Now, the estimated street value, unfortunately, I can't give you an exact amount because of the way it was weighed on the notes that I'm looking at, but I would say it was several thousand, probably over $5,000 worth of PCP, and probably about $300 to $400 worth of K2. That's street value.
In addition to the narcotics themselves, what were some of the other things that were seized that leads to the charges of manufacturing or delivering?
There were several items located that gave us evidence as to the fact that this person was selling narcotics, and one of that was the bags that they're normally packaged in. There were several scales, which is used to weigh items, and then there was multiple amount of cell phones, which the normal person only has one, maybe two if they have an old one, but he had multiple cell phones in the vehicle. So, all of those items put together allows us to charge him with manufacturing and delivery.